Hello, it's the 11th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Specialist nurses at Luton and Dunstable Hospital are being asked to take on cleaning duties in addition to their current job descriptions. The request was made by the Bedfordshire Hospitals Foundation Trust, who acknowledge the challenging environment that many nurses have found themselves in since the pandemic. Nurses were being asked to clean rooms known as sluices, where human waste is discarded. Helga Pyle, a spokesman for Unison, the union which represents the nurses, has pointed out that hospitals and ambulance services simply don't have enough staff. Many health workers are throwing in the towel. The Trust stated that the decision would only be used as a last resort, considered where every option had been exhausted. Bedford Borough Council wants visitors to Priory Country Park to be aware of the growth of blue-green algae surfacing in parts of the lake. The toxic blooms can kill animals and harm humans. It is recommended that those areas be avoided. Japanese Car Breakers, a fitter and seller of used Japanese vehicle parts, has been the target of burglary or been set on fire 35 times within a 10-year period. The Kempson Hardwick business, owned by Ghulam Mustafa, may have to close down if the situation isn't addressed. In one case, custom wheels and a catalytic converter were stolen from a car sitting on a ramp overnight being repaired. The North Bedfordshire Rural Community Policing Team have increased patrols in the area and have stated that an investigation is ongoing. Kempston's Charles Evans, also known as the Sunflower Man, is supplying each of the 150 houses in his Spring Road community with a sunflower seedling to plant in their front garden. The seedlings eventually blossom into an array of sunflowers along Spring Road. He began the practice 3 years ago simply to cheer people up. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.